Two Heads Are Better Than One. In a continuation of this series, Dr. Pace further explores the dyad structure, assisted by James Like and Carolyn Schock, as they demonstrate the strength of peer learning in analyzing piano repertoire.
Let's take a look at the next. Let's move up to the Viennese Classical, please. And Haydn's Sonata. And could you just very quickly on this one, Jim, give me a synopsis of the, because it is very important in this one, the form. What is it?
Sure. It's a sonata allegro form, and it follows the first theme, second theme, and development section recap.
So here is a good sonata allegro form, very compact. Could you play a little for us, Jim? We start out in the key of E major. What's going to happen when he goes to his second theme?
The second theme, as usual, begins to modulate a little bit, and then we have working up to the key of the dominant.
Give us a shot of it. What might you suggest to him about ornaments when you're first practicing it?
I guess you just leave them out.
Yeah. Let's leave them out until we get the sound of the line, and then we'll move them in. Okay. What do you do when you get in the major 5-6-7, 8, and then again in 9-10? You've got a repetition. He's kind of stalling out there. He's got to go to the second theme. He doesn't quite know how to get there yet. What is he doing? Play 7 and 8. Now, next one, go ahead. Okay, now I can't play all of them exactly the same. I got to do something with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with them?
I think the second one, softer maybe.
That would be a possibility where you play the first two bars loud and the second two bars soft. You could alternate, and I've heard it both ways, the first bar loud, the second bar soft, the third bar loud. Let's try that one for me right now. That's soft. Now loud again. That's soft.
That's nice.
Okay. All right, let's try them. Work on them this week. See what you want to come up with there. Now, play a little of your second theme there. Now you got a sequence. Go ahead. Okay, what do you think that line and the actual structure of that is telling us to do dynamically? What do you think, either one of you?
Seems like it's moving.
It's moving up. Yes, so it's probably a concerto, isn't it? Yeah. He's building it. The contour of that kind of gives you a little feeling for that.
And also because when you get to the top there, you had the two notes there, which gives you a little more dissonance. So
right.
That was more tension, and you were working towards that point.
Jim, take a look at the second part here, the development. And let's just see what he does with that. What does he start out with there? In the development section?
With the...
Yeah. Is it exactly the most standard rhythmic?
No.
You made it at what?
No, and I'm thinking about Carolyn's demonstration yesterday and repeated stuff. Okay, so yes, there's really interesting things here going on because you have imitation. And then the left hand.
So you have still a lot of the contrapuntal things from the Baroque here, but they're changing. All right. So he starts out by developing his second theme. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? Go down to major 37. What do you have there?
Mm-hmm. 37.
Right.
Okay. We'll go back to the first theme. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Then what?
And the same key. Yeah.
So he throws in a little of the first theme there. Mm-hmm. All right. Now what happens when he gets down to let's take major 45. Right here.
Okay, then kind of an inversion of this three-head is we...
Yeah, he inverts it. So he's doing the same thing that Bach did. He's doing the same thing, but it's a different size, a different sound. Okay, well, we go through this, and now where do you get back home?
Right here. We have the
Now, are you going to have a modulation to the second theme this night?
No.
Hopefully not. You've got to go home, haven't you? All right. So, Jim, let's see that. What's the overall form of this, Carolyn?
That would be Sonata Allegro.
And a Sonata Allegro is a large what? Three-part?
Yeah.
Exposition, development, recap. Which, Jim, you don't have very much to do on that then either, but that recap's the same, and you just transpose that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll expect that to be learned this week. Ready to go, okay?
Cut out.
Next.